With no shades of skin, with multivitamin.
Protect you from all the germs and leave you feeling fresh.
What's up, always leaves you smiling with skincare benefits. Well,
Get interactive with Power FM on WhatsApp. Get interactive with Power FM on WhatsApp. 0955-997-997. Power FM. We are Lusaka's number one.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Oasis Forum demands fewer opposition presidential candidates for the 2026 elections. The Energy Regulation Board dismisses claims over national diesel crisis. In international news, Kagame and Tshisekedi in Washington for peace talks. And in sports, human rights experts warn against possible threats ahead of the FIFA World Cup.
And now, Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. The Oasis Forum, civil society organizations and opposition leaders have lined together to oppose Bill 7, citing grave concerns that if approved, the proposed constitutional amendments could erode accountability and threaten Zambia's democratic governance. The coalition is therefore calling for a constitutional process that is open, inclusive and driven by the people. In the meantime, Oasis Forum Chairperson Beauty Katebe, the chairperson, has called on opposition political parties to unite behind a single presidential candidate and put an end to internal strife. Speaking at a solidarity event, Ms. Katebe underscored that the effectiveness of the opposition is being weakened by the increasing trend of several candidates coming from the same political alliances. Rather than letting everyone run for president, she suggests that parties find one or two capable candidates to lead the opposition.
We are looking at you, we are watching you, we are seeing the confusion that is there, and we are worried as Zambians. That is what is going to make the ruling party have the energy and the character that they have today, because they are seeing the confusion that is in the opposition. You know yourselves, you know who can lead, you know, you weigh yourselves and say, for this time around, we cannot all be president. When we weigh ourselves, we can know one or two that we can depend on to say this one can be our leader. So this is an assignment to you as well. Go back and work on who should be your leader and support that one person. For as long as you all remain presidents and appear on that ballot paper, I can assure you votes will be split, and what you want to achieve, you will not achieve. I thought I could mention that as just an opportunity given to me in the presence of all of you.
Speaking at the same event, Acting Patriotic Front President Given Luinda defended the procedure by pointing out that it required substantial submissions over 45 days of parliamentary sessions, whilst Akwivas Kota, President of the United Liberal Party, ULP, called on political leaders and members of civil society to remain vigilant in defending the constitution. Meanwhile, State House has challenged opposition leaders to show exactly what they disagree with in the proposed Bill 7. Speaking in a statement, Chief Communications Specialist Clayson Hamasaka said government has studied the open letter delivered to State House by a group of opposition leaders on Monday. Mr. Hamasaka said the opposition condemned Bill 7 but did not mention even one clause they believe is a danger to democracy. He said this is different from President Haka in the Hitilema's past response to Bill 10, when he clearly pointed out the clauses he opposed. State House is now asking the opposition consortium to submit their clause-by-clause objections by Sunday, 7th December 2025. Mr. Hamasaka said government wants to know whether the opposition is against the delimitation provisions aimed at improving fair representation or the mixed member proportional representation system designed to create a guaranteed seat for women, youth and persons with disabilities. He said if the objections are genuine and clear, government will consider them, but he added that if the opposition fails to identify any specific clause, Zambians will conclude that their letter was meant for political drama rather than real concerns about the bill. And Wesley Mianda, a governance expert, has warned against non-elected groups' growing influence in shaping national policy, claiming that only elected leaders have a legitimate mandate to guide the country's policy discourse. Mr. Mianda clarifies that the foundation of Zambia's democracy is power derived from the ballot box rather than from public pressure or activism by organizations claiming to represent citizens without being elected. While acknowledging the advisory role of civil society organizations, churches, traditional leaders and other pressure groups, Mr. Mianda has advised them not to override or dictate policy on behalf of the government.
No one is against these NGOs, church or civil society organizations, but of course these may provide input, may advise and offer alternative views, but they must not dictate policy or override the elected mandate. You are free to express your views, but you cannot impose them on the government. A national interest must outweigh activist or sectional interest. The common belief is that unelected bodies often present one, narrow interests, two, emotional causes, three, foreign-funded agendas, four, short-term advocates. Therefore, government must remain focused on the whole society, not particular groups. No.
The Energy Regulation Board dismissed claims of a national diesel crisis, stating that Zambia's reserves are sufficient to meet daily demand. On December 3, 2025, Ndola Fuel Depot had 15.02 million litres, while Tanzania's Kigamboni Tank Farm had 10.442 million litres. According to ERB Public Relations Manager Namukolo Kasumpa, isolated shortages are the result of logistical issues such as transportation delays and supply scheduling issues. She also stated that the ERB is working with fuel suppliers to resolve disruptions and restore normal supply patterns. Police in Lusaka have arrested one suspect in connection with the killing and aggravated robbery of a Chinese couple in Mariansdale, John Howard Extension. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilabi says the incident is believed to have happened between Wednesday evening and early Thursday morning. The couple, 57-year-old Li Qingming and 55-year-old Liu Jiangxi, were found dead in their home after a report was made around 06 hours on Thursday. Mr. Chilabi says the two had returned home after closing their business in Kamala Trading Center. It is alleged that an intruder entered the house, attacked them and got away with money and their vehicle, a Toyota Harrier. He confirmed that one suspect has been picked up as investigations continue. Mr. Chilabi says that police officers are working to ensure everyone involved in the crime is brought to justice. The bodies have been taken to the University Teaching Hospital for post-mortem. In international news, Rwanda's Paul Kagame and DR Congo's Felix Tshisekedi arrive in Washington today to endorse a U.S.-brokered peace accord alongside President Donald Trump, positioning the White House as the stage for ending Africa's most protracted conflict in eastern DR Congo. Building on a June initial agreement and November framework, leaders aim to ratify commitments for troop withdrawals, militia disarmament and economic cooperation amid M23 rebel advances that displaced over 100,000 last month alone. U.S. diplomats frame today's meeting as the final push after African-led initiatives like Angola's Luanda process and Kenya's Nairobi talks collapse under mutual accusations, Rwanda of backing M23, Kinshasa sheltering genocidaire FDLR fighters. Still in international news, Libyan authorities have announced a major ramp-up in deporting irregular migrants, mostly from sub-Saharan Africa, back to their home countries. The move